NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. Sunday morning, May 3rd, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted Newscrafters.com news curation. First up,
Reportable News and Tanuki Labs have launched Reportabot, an AI tool that automates press release generation using ChatGPT technology. This collaboration aims to revolutionize the industry, empowering businesses to create high-quality releases quickly and efficiently. Reportabot marks a significant milestone in B2B communication, offering a modern solution for corporate disclosure and news intelligence.
DataVolt AI, DVLT, enters LOIT, enters LOITCRA, cash.com. DataVolt AI has announced its entry into a letter of intent to acquire CyberCash, a cybersecurity company, in an all-stock transaction valued at about CAD 136. CyberCash is set to become a subsidiary of DataVolt AI, with founder Sai Huda serving as president of the subsidiary.
ResQ introduces fall detection series and launches the MahiCollection.com. ResQ launches its new fall detection series and debuts the Mahi Collection, showcasing a blend of advanced safety technology and stylish design. The fall detection series offers automatic emergency alerts triggered by hard falls, ensuring timely assistance. The Mahi Collection features safety necklaces with sculptural forms and refined finishes, elevating the aesthetic of personal safety devices. ResQ continues to innovate in the personal safety technology space, emphasizing both functionality and fashion.
Cardio Diagnostics Holdings, Inc., advancing early detection, tackling heart disease through AI and biomarker insights. Cardio Diagnostics Holdings, Inc., is making strides in early detection and combating heart disease by utilizing AI and biomarker insights. The company's innovative platform merges artificial intelligence with multi-omic biomarker analysis to provide personalized cardiovascular insights from a simple blood sample. With heart disease being a leading cause of death in the U.S. South, Cardio Diagnostics is dedicated to reducing its impact on individuals and healthcare systems globally. European countries rush to adopt renewables as energy bills rise. European countries are rushing to adopt renewables as energy bills rise due to the global petroleum crisis caused by fighting in Iran. The Middle Eastern warfare has led to an unprecedented supply security threat, prompting governments to focus on expanding domestic renewable capacity. This shift bodes well for companies like American Fusion Inc. that offer sustainable energy alternatives.
EV exports drive Chinese trade surplus with the EU. China's trade surplus with the European Union hit a new quarterly high in early 2026, driven by electric and hybrid vehicle exports. Analysis of customs data by the Mercator Institute for China Studies revealed that Chinese exports to the EU totaled nearly $148 billion, while imports from the bloc stood at around $65 billion. This resulted in a surplus of approximately $83 billion, with the full year 2025 surplus reaching a record $431 billion. The surge in EV sales presents opportunities for industry players like Massimo Group to capitalize on the favorable conditions.
Battery manufacturer KTL has secured $5 billion from investors in Hong Kong, demonstrating strong global interest in clean energy and electric vehicle technology. This significant deal comes as clean technologies gain prominence amidst the oil crisis. Other players in the battery industry, such as QuantumScape Corp., could also witness increased investor attention.
PowerMax Minerals, Inc. refines Atacon rare earth targets in northwestern Ontario, identifying priority exploration zones. Soil, rock, and sediment sampling reveal consistent rare earth element anomalies supporting a mineralization model. With rising global demand for REEs, the company focuses on secure North American supply. Stay updated on PWMFF news at https://ibn.fm/PWMF.
Stonegate updates coverage on NCS Multistage Holdings Inc. Q126. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on NCS Multistage Holdings Inc., noting 1Q26 results below expectations due to Canada and international projects. U.S. South momentum helped offset the shortfall, maintaining core thesis on product momentum and ResMetrics integration. 2Q26 guidance implies a softer near-term trough, with FY26 adjusted EBITDAD pointing to a back-half-weighted recovery. Management excludes potential Deepwater Gulf of Mexico opportunity in 2026 guidance.
Mission IR news breaks. Sober Safe Inc. enters definitive agreement for Clean World Ventures business combination. Sober Safe Inc. has finalized an agreement with Clean World Ventures Inc. for a business combination. The combined company will operate under the Clean World Ventures name, with CWV expected to own about 98% of the entity upon closing. The transaction, set to close in the third quarter of 2026, pending approvals and financing, aims to advance scalable, zero-carbon, distributed energy systems, while SoberSafe's alcohol detection business continues independently.
Web3 Media breaks. Data Vault AI Inc. enters LOI to acquire CyberCatch. Data Vault AI Inc. has entered into a binding letter of intent to acquire CyberCatch in an all-stock transaction valued at about $136.80 million. CyberCatch, a cybersecurity company with AI-enabled compliance and risk mitigation solutions, will operate as a subsidiary of Data Vault AI. Founder Sai Huda will serve as president of the subsidiary. For more information, visit the Data Vault AI press release.
Rock breaks. McEwen Inc. completes acquisition of Golden Lake Exploration. Rock breaks. McEwen Inc. completes the acquisition of Golden Lake Exploration, adding the Jewel Ridge projects in Nevada to its Gold Bar Mine complex. The transaction supports McEwen's strategy to expand exploration and extend mine life. Golden Lake shares are expected to be delisted, and the company will cease reporting obligations.
Lexaria Bioscience launches ongoing investor video series to expand shareholder communications. Lexaria Bioscience Corp. has launched an ongoing investor video series called Reformulated into the Mainstream to enhance shareholder communications. The first episode features CEO Rich Christopher discussing the Dihedra tech platform, the lucrative GLP-1 market, and the company's commercial strategy. The series aims to provide transparency and engagement, offering insights into Lexaria's business and industry trends. Watch the inaugural episode on YouTube for more details.
Investor news breaks. Data Vault AI Inc. sets first quarter 2026 earnings call for May 15th. Data Vault AI Inc. has scheduled its first quarter 2026 earnings call for May 15th. The company will release financial results before the market opens, followed by a conference call and live webcast at 8:30 a.m. ET. CEO Nathaniel Bradley and CFO Brett Moyer will lead the presentation, with dial-in access available for U.S. South and international participants.
Investor news breaks. Helles Pharma TMCBOE-CA-HLP issues correction to Terramine partnership announcement. Helles Pharma TM issued a correction to its partnership announcement with Terramine, removing references to veterans exploring treatment solutions. The collaboration aligns with an executive order for mental health treatments and research participation. Helles Pharma is developing novel serotonergic agonists for mental health conditions like depression and anxiety. with HLP003 in phase 3 for major depressive disorder. For more information, visit hellas.com.
Lahontan Gold Corp. strengthens growth outlook with scalable satellite deposit strategy. Lahontan Gold Corp. strengthens its growth outlook with a scalable satellite deposit strategy. The industry trend is shifting towards bolt-on deposits and district-scale consolidation to combat reserve depletion. West Santa Fe, located near Lahontan's flagship Santa Fe mine project, shows promising mineralization and a large surface footprint. This strategic move positions Lahontan Gold to thrive in the evolving mining ecosystem.
Maison Luxe Inc. executes term sheet in connection with previously announced strategic acquisition initiative. Maison Luxe Inc. has executed a term sheet with a private company as part of its strategic acquisition initiative. The company continues to evaluate opportunities, including an international acquisition. The term sheet outlines the principal terms of a potential transaction subject to negotiation and due diligence. Maison Luxe remains focused on identifying assets for long-term value creation.
Wintermar Offshore reports 1Q 2026 results. Wintermar Offshore reports a 194% year-over-year increase in attributable net profit to US$4.80 million for 1Q 2026, driven by a 47.8% revenue growth. The owned vessel division saw a 53.9% revenue increase, resulting in a gross profit doubling to US$12.70 million. Operating profit rose by 153.0% to US$10.50 million. Wintermar plans to expand its fleet amid a strong market outlook for OSV demand.
Amidus to review first quarter 2026 financial results on May 7, 2026. Amidus Inc. will host a conference call on May 7, 2026 to review its first quarter 2026 financial results. The call will take place at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Participants can join via phone or webcast and submit questions during the Q&A session. Amidus is a renewable natural gas and biofuels company focused on innovative technologies to lower energy costs and reduce emissions.
Western Star Resources submits application in response to solicitation from the U.S. Defense Industrial Base Consortium, engages Plutus Invest and Consulting GmbH for investor relations services. Western Star Resources has submitted its application to provide critical minerals to the U.S. Defense Industrial Base Consortium. The company engaged Plutus Invest and Consulting GmbH for investor relations services. This move aligns with the DBC's goal to diversify the defense industrial base and ensure a stable supply chain for defense technologies. Western Star looks forward to showcasing its tungsten asset and upcoming exploration program.
Aquinas Senior Living scales Tetons AI monitoring platform across Pennsylvania portfolio, achieves 99.8% resident adoption. Aquinas Senior Living Inc. scales Tetons AI monitoring platform across Pennsylvania portfolio, achieving 99.8% resident adoption. The proactive care platform has been successfully launched at Wynwood House communities in State College and Center County, with only a single family opting out. The technology, powered by Teton, utilizes AI to detect health changes early, ensuring tailored and person-to-person care without compromising privacy.
Annual General Meeting of Cardex Holding AG approves all motions. At the 48th Ordinary Annual General Meeting of Cardex Holding AG, all motions proposed by the Board of Directors were approved by the shareholders. The proposed dividend payment of CHF $6 per registered share was also approved. The meeting, attended by 74 shareholders representing 70.04% of the share capital, confirmed all members of the Board of Directors for another term. The next AGM is scheduled for 29 April 2027 in Zurich.
SBF AG publishes annual report and confirms preliminary figures for 2025. SBF AG has published its annual report 2025, confirming preliminary figures for the year. The company generated consolidated revenue of 40.7 million euros, with EBITDA reaching 1.0 million euros. Despite market challenges, strategic adjustments have led to improved profitability. SBF plans to expand sales activities and optimize cost structures to unlock its full potential.
Douglas Group grows sales in Q2 and updates full-year guidance on adjusted EBITDA. Douglas Group reported a 1.1% increase in sales to 949.7 million euros in Q2, with adjusted EBITDA decreasing by 5.1%. The net result was impacted by impairments on NOCIBE and Parfum Dreams / Niche Beauty. The company adjusted its full-year guidance, expecting sales at the lower end of 4.65 to 4.80 billion euros and an adjusted EBITDA margin of around 16.0%.
Atlas Clear Holdings signs fifth correspondent broker-dealer agreement. Atlas Clear Holdings has signed its fifth correspondent broker-dealer agreement, showcasing the increasing demand for its integrated clearing platform. The new agreement with Wilson Davis & Co., Inc., Atlas Clear's subsidiary, highlights the growing interest in the company's modern infrastructure and scalable solutions. President Craig Reidenhauer notes a shift towards broker-dealers seeking partners with advanced technology and capital markets capabilities, positioning Wilson Davis as a preferred choice in the market.
BioStem Technologies to host first quarter 2026 financial results conference call on May 14, 2026. A conference call and webcast at 4:30 p.m. ET will provide an overview of the quarter by BioStem's management. To register for the event, visit the provided webcast link. BioStem Technologies focuses on developing advanced allograft solutions derived from perinatal tissue. Nephro schedules first quarter 2026 financial results conference call. Nephros Inc. has scheduled its first quarter 2026 financial results conference call for Thursday, May 7, 2026, at 4:30 p.m. ET. The company will release its financial results after market close on the same day. Participants can join the call by dialing 1-844-878-7106 for domestic access or 1-412-317-5285 for international access. For more information, visit Nephro's Investor Relations page.
Bioversus Annals announces approval of all board proposals at annual general meeting of shareholders. Bioversus AG announced the approval of all board proposals at their annual general meeting of shareholders. Dr. Senchin Ma, chairman of the board, expressed gratitude to shareholders for their trust and support. Shareholders approved all items on the agenda, including the re-election of board members and compensation details. More information can be found on Bioversus's website.
Data Vault AI, DVLT, announces strategic gold transaction and $150 million plus tokenization program with King Mining Capital. Data Vault AI announced a strategic transaction with King Mining Capital involving an equity stake, a purchase of 20,000 ounces of gold bullion, and a $150 million plus gold vault TM tokenization program. This initiative utilizes Data Vault AI's blockchain platform to enable digital ownership of gold-backed assets, aligning the company with mineral asset performance and expanding access to tokenized precious metals tied to royalty streams.
Greenland Energy GLNDC closes $70 million public offering to fund Jameson Land Exploration. Greenland Energy has successfully closed a $70 million public offering to fund exploration activities in the Jameson Land Basin. The proceeds will support the company's exploration plan, including OPW1 and OPW2 procurement, long lead materials, field readiness, workforce mobilization, winter preparation equipment, and tug and barge logistics for upcoming drilling operations in October 2026.
Rock breaks. CMX Gold and Silver Corporation eyes 2026 as a pivotal year, with a recent article highlighting its commitment to advancing operations at the Clayton Silver Project. The property's promising geology and focused land position it well for success despite fluctuations in gold and silver prices. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
PertBeam BET to host Q1 2026 earnings call and provide strategic updates. CartBeam, a medical technology company focused on cardiac care innovation, will host a conference call on May 13, 2026 at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time to discuss first quarter results and provide updates on key growth initiatives, including arrhythmia assessment, extended wear patch development, heart attack detection, and AI programs.
Peach BOT Revolution formalizes 60 office plastic surgery network. Each BOT Revolution has formalized a structured clinical partnership program with plastic surgeons, expanding to over 60 offices for coordinated post-op recovery. The therapy involves delivering 100% pure oxygen under pressure to accelerate tissue healing. Drive, executive name, noted significant reductions in bruising and swelling with HBOT. The network focuses on non-healing wounds and specialized recovery for patients on GLP-1 receptor agonists. HBOT Revolution's direct oversight ensures consistency in real-world data for improved outcomes.
HKTD 7 flagship lifestyle and licensing events successfully attracted over 95,000 global buyers, showcasing Hong Kong's international trade strength and cross-sector opportunities. Among the fairs, the Gifts and Premium Fair drew over 32,000 buyers, while the Hong Kong International Licensing Show featured over 21,000 buyers. Respondents expect sales growth, with markets like ASEAN countries and Taiwan showing promising prospects. The fairs also facilitated new collaborations, with exhibitors tapping into new markets and innovative materials driving fashion opportunities.
Tiny Gems breaks. Frontiers North America closes $25 million Reg A Plus offering, moves to expand to $75 million ceiling. Frontiers North America has closed its $25 million Regulation A Plus offering and plans to expand to a $75 million maximum. The company's FAS Form TM solid carbon fractionation process aims to produce high-value products from coal without combustion or waste. This milestone reflects strong investor demand and positions the company to advance its $850 million facility in West Virginia.
LaFleur Minerals Inc. secures terms for financing and offtake of gold doré with Trafigura Canada Limited. LaFleur Minerals Inc. secures terms for financing and offtake of gold doré with Trafigura Canada Limited. The Canadian gold developer is set to restart operations at its Beacon Gold Mill in Quebec, with plans to process 750 metric tons per day initially. The company has entered into a term sheet with Trafigura Canada Limited for a prepayment financing facility and gold doré purchase, paving the way for commercial production.
Pickle Jar Entertainment Group provides fan engagement platform for romantic comedy Sunflower Child, starring Gavin Casala Nino. Pickle Jar Entertainment Group is providing marketing technology and fan engagement for the romantic comedy Sunflower Child, featuring Gavin Casala Nino and Jennifer James. The film, now in post-production, was introduced to international buyers at the European film market and will continue distribution efforts at the Cannes Film Festival. Pickle Jar's integrated platform will extend the film's reach across radio, digital, and venue channels, enhancing audience engagement.
Toyota records 139% jump in EV sales as oil crisis deepens. The surge in fuel prices due to the Middle East conflict has driven consumers towards electric vehicles. Starting 2025 with modest electric goals, Toyota is now wrapping up the first quarter with its highest EV sales ever, surpassing industry expectations. Growing copper inventories put bearish cloud on markets. A wave of pessimism is spreading through the global copper market as rising inventories collide with weakening demand. Even before geopolitical tensions linked to the U.S.-South Iran conflict raised alarms about global growth, sellers were already struggling to move cargoes. This came as China's appetite slowed and traders pulled back from shipping metal to the U.S. South after tariff-driven opportunities faded.
Chinese regulators block Meta from acquiring Manus. Chinese regulators have blocked Meta from acquiring artificial intelligence firm Manus, hindering the social media giant's plans to expand its AI capabilities. This move comes amidst growing geopolitical tensions, with tech firms like D-Wave Quantum Inc. closely monitoring the situation.
Why semiconductor fabrication heavily depends on cooling hardware. Semiconductor fabrication heavily relies on cooling hardware to maintain temperature stability during manufacturing. Any variation can disrupt the precise processes needed for wafer alignment. Fabs like Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Co. Limited and clients like NVIDIA Corp. depend on proper cooling for reputation and revenue. Trillion Dollar Club is a specialized communications platform focused on companies like these, offering tailored corporate solutions for maximum impact.
Biomed news breaks. Telomere Pharmaceuticals receives FDA IND clearance for Telomere Z in triple-negative breast cancer. Telomere Pharmaceuticals has received FDA clearance for its investigational new drug application for Telomere Z to treat triple-negative breast cancer. This paves the way for a phase 1 half-clinical trial to assess safety and anti-tumor activity. The company's lead candidate shows promise in targeting key mechanisms in cancer and degenerative diseases.
Arctic begins federal permitting. TRMHS. TRM Federal Permitting. NYSE American. MQ Joint Venture. Advances one of America's highest grade undeveloped copper projects. TRMHS has initiated federal permitting for the Arctic project in Alaska. The project, one of the highest grade undeveloped copper deposits globally, aims to meet the rising demand for copper in various sectors. The venture anticipates creating up to 870 jobs, generating millions in state taxes, and reducing costs for Alaska Native communities. This move comes amidst a shortage of domestic copper supply and lengthy permitting processes for new mines in the U.S.
Web3 Media Breaks, DataVault AI Inc. announces strategic gold transaction and $150 million plus tokenization program with King Mining Capital. DataVault AI Inc. announced a strategic gold transaction with King Mining Capital, including an equity stake, purchase of 20,000 ounces of gold bullion, and a $150 million plus Gold Vault TM tokenization program. The initiative utilizes DataVault AI's blockchain platform for digital ownership of gold-backed assets, aligning with long-term mineral asset performance and expanding access to tokenized precious metals.
Mission IR News Breaks. D-Wave Quantum, Inc. to host first-ever Investor Day at the New York Stock Exchange on June 1st, 2026. The event, themed The D-Wave Difference, will showcase the company's technology leadership, product roadmap, and long-term growth strategy. Investors will gain insights into D-Wave's approach to quantum computing and its translation into commercial opportunities. Learn more at dwavequantum.com.
Network News Breaks Heartbeam, Inc. to host Q1 2026 earnings call and provide strategic updates. Heartbeam, Inc. will host a conference call on May 13th, 2026 at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time to discuss first quarter results and provide updates on key growth initiatives, including its commercial launch for arrhythmia assessment, extended wear patch development, heart attack detection, and AI programs.
Mining News Breaks, Max Power Mining Corp. engages GLJ Limited to advance commercial evaluation of Lawson Natural Hydrogen Project in Saskatchewan. GLJ will focus on resource modeling, development potential, and an expanded drill program targeting natural hydrogen and helium. The project's interpreted scale has significantly expanded following 3D seismic results. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Mission IR News breaks: a 2Z Cus 2 Mate Solutions Corp. secures $21 million smart cart deployment agreement with Hasdoc, deploying 2,000 Cus 2 Mate smart shopping carts across 3 Israeli stores starting in Q3 2026. The 5-year deal includes collaboration on data, retail media, and digital services, offering revenue opportunities. The platform aims to enhance in-store engagement, providing real-time insights into shopper behavior and decision-making.
Tech Media Breaks: Planet Ventures Inc., OTC Pink, PNXPF. Featured on Tech Media Wire podcast highlighting space investment strategy. Tech Media Breaks reports that Planet Ventures Inc. was featured on the Tech Media Wire podcast discussing their space investment strategy. CEO Etienne Moshevich highlighted the company's growth in assets to around $20 million and plans to expand their portfolio and advisory team in 2026. The episode, released by IBN, aims to provide retail investors exposure to private space sector opportunities.
Mission IR News breaks: Greenland Energy Company closes $70 million public offering to fund Jameson Land Exploration. Greenland Energy Company has closed a $70 million public offering to fund exploration in Greenland's Jameson Land Basin. The proceeds will support the company's exploration plan, including procurement, materials, workforce mobilization, and logistics for drilling operations scheduled for October 2026.
Investor News breaks: Search Minerals Inc. launches 2026 baseline program for the Deep Fox and Foxtrot projects in southeastern Labrador. The environmental studies mark a significant milestone as the company progresses towards environmental assessment registration targeted for H1 2027. The program will provide crucial data for regulatory submission, project optimization, and development planning, reinforcing Search Minerals' position in the North American rare earth supply chain.
Spark AI Inc., expanding distribution with new Ukrainian frontline operator. Spark AI Inc. is expanding its distribution network in Ukraine by partnering with a frontline operator responsible for drone pilot training. This strategic move aims to solidify Spark's presence in the electronic warfare market and enhance its engagement with frontline operators. The agreement marks a significant step in Spark's efforts to deploy its GPS-free target acquisition systems and autonomous navigation software in Ukraine. Catalyst Crew Technologies provides capital structure update regarding CEO equity restructuring initiative. Catalyst Crew Technologies Corp. announced CEO Kevin Rolden Levi's capital structure initiative, canceling up to 50% of his restricted common stock for preferred equity. This move aims to optimize the company's equity base, enhance strategic flexibility, and align executive equity with corporate goals. The initiative is expected to support long-term strategic initiatives and strengthen alignment with shareholder value creation.
First Orion introduces SIP Redirect call authentication integration to expand access to trusted logo-branded calling. First Orion introduces a new SIP Redirect-based call authentication integration method, allowing enterprises to authenticate outbound calls securely and at scale. This technology, part of their call authentication suite, verifies valid calls as they reach carrier networks, branding authenticated calls with Inform or blocking unauthenticated calls with Sentry. For more information, visit First Orion's website.
NeuroOne announces Chief Financial Officer Succession Plan. NeuroOne announces Chief Financial Officer Succession Plan. with Ron McLeod set to retire effective June 30th and remain as senior advisor through December 31st. Current COO Chris Volker, CFA, will take over permanently. NarrowOne Medical Technologies Corporation aims to transform surgical diagnosis and treatment of neurological disorders, expressing gratitude to McClurg for his service and welcoming Volker's deep leadership experience in medtech, finance, and strategy.
Charbonne announces 2025 annual financial results and corporate updates. Charbonne Corporation announces its 2025 annual financial results, reporting a 6% decrease in net loss. The company generated $201,277 in gas income, recognized revenues from a Malaysian green hydrogen project, and closed various financial transactions. Charbonne is progressing with its Phase 1B at Sorau-Tracy to increase hydrogen production capacity. The company plans to hold its annual general and extraordinary meetings of shareholders on June 18, 2026.
BioStem strengthens leadership team with appointment of Catherine Gorrell as Chief Legal and Compliance Officer. With two decades of experience in healthcare organizations, Gorrell will oversee legal and compliance functions, ensuring integrity and compliance as the company progresses towards a NASDAQ uplisting. Gorrell's expertise will support BioStem's growth and governance, strengthening its foundation. Aclarion delivers strong Q1 2026 results with 196% annual scan volume growth, reflecting accelerating clinical adoption. Aclarion reports a significant 196% annual scan volume growth in Q1 2026, indicating accelerated clinical adoption of NosaScan. The company also anticipates an interim readout of the Clarity trial in Q4 2026. With a strengthened IP portfolio and a $2.50 million share repurchase program, Aclarion remains in a strong financial position with no debt and cash runway into the second half of 2027.
Mesa businesses see rising demand for office cleaning support. Mesa businesses are experiencing a surge in demand for professional office cleaning support. Peepers Commercial Planning has expanded its services in response to the growing need for consistent and scalable facility maintenance solutions. With companies prioritizing workplace cleanliness for productivity and image, the trend towards reliable and customized cleaning services is on the rise in Mesa.
Healthcare costs reach a breaking point. Healthcare costs in the U.S. South have reached a crisis point, warns the American Heart Association. Rising costs, largely due to chronic disease, are causing many Americans to delay or skip care, leading to worse health outcomes and increased medical debt. The advisory outlines five key principles to guide policies towards a more affordable, sustainable healthcare system. FFUB Group reports strong first quarter new business update, adding to its consistent track record of financial performance. FWD Group Holdings Limited reported strong first quarter new business results, with sales up 4% to US$720 million compared to last year. The company's new business contractual service margin also saw an 18% year-on-year growth. FWD introduced 11 new products across the region, targeting Asia's middle class feeling financially anxious about retirement. CEO Huynh Thanh Phong expressed confidence in the long-term growth potential of the Asian middle class despite current economic challenges.
Evotech announces new nomination to board of directors. Evotech SE has announced the nomination of Dr. Wolfgang Hofmann as an independent member of the supervisory board at the upcoming annual general meeting. This move aims to enhance oversight and governance capabilities. Additionally, Evotech has finalized a cooperation agreement with MAK Capital following productive discussions, emphasizing the company's dedication to shareholder engagement. The AGM will also vote on other key appointments and proposed expansions to support effective oversight and long-term value creation.
Online Printers confirms FY 2025 results and provides outlook for 2026. Online Printers Group confirms its FY 2025 results, reporting a revenue of $289.8 million and an adjusted EBITDA of $51.9 million. The company aims for single-digit revenue growth in 2026, focusing on maintaining or improving the adjusted EBITDA margin. Additionally, a new CFO, Kai Zhu, has joined the company, succeeding Tobias Voldman. Online Printers emphasizes sustainability efforts, including energy efficiency and CSRD reporting.
Mining news breaks. Trilogy Metals Inc. NYSE American AMYC CEO discusses rare combination of grade and scale in Ambler District. Trilogy Metals Inc. CEO Tony Giardini discusses the company's progress in Alaska's Ambler Mining District. With near-term catalysts on the horizon, Trilogy is focused on de-risking its projects and positioning itself in the global supply landscape for critical minerals. The company's Arctic and Bornite projects offer a rare combination of grade and scale, setting Trilogy apart from its peers as global demand for copper rises.
Investor news breaks. Earth Science Tech Inc., ETST, leveraging vertical integration to target precision medicine market. The company's compounding pharmacy operations produce customized medications tailored for specific patient needs, addressing the growing gap in traditional pharmaceutical manufacturing. With licensed compounding facilities, telemedicine infrastructure, and clinical service operations, ETST is creating a connected ecosystem to engage across different points of the healthcare value chain.
Regenerist launches FlexLift, a next-generation face and neck rejuvenation procedure without the downtime. Regenerist introduces FlexLift, a revolutionary face and neck rejuvenation procedure developed by Dr. Edwin Ishu. This innovative office-based technique aims to deliver natural, long-lasting results with minimal downtime. FlexLift combines a face and neck lift into one comprehensive procedure, offering patients in the greater Boston area a safe and cost-effective alternative to traditional facelift surgery. For more information or to schedule a consultation, contact Regenerist in Westwood.
Hong Kong International Licensing Show and Asian Licensing Conference concludes successfully. The Hong Kong International Licensing Show and Asian Licensing Conference concluded successfully today, featuring over 330 exhibitors and showcasing more than 600 brands. The events explored key industry topics like global licensing trends, intellectual property strategies, and location-based entertainment. With a focus on e-commerce, workshops aim to help SMEs capitalize on online sales. The events served as platforms for global business opportunities, promoting regional IP trade development.
The fifth International Healthcare Week set for next month to highlight Hong Kong's position as medical technology and investment hub. The fifth International Healthcare Week, organized by the Hong Kong Trade Development Council, will take place from 11 to 31 May. The event will feature the 6th Asia Summit on Global Health and the 17th Hong Kong International Medical and Healthcare Fair, showcasing the entire medical and healthcare industry chain with a focus on technology, R&D, investment matching, and more. The events aim to solidify Hong Kong's position as a leading biotech and investment hub. Biomed news breaks. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. reports Phase 1 data and plans Phase 2 study for Lyme disease prevention candidate. The Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. TNXPC revealed Phase 1 data and upcoming Phase 2 plans for TNX-4800, a monoclonal antibody aimed at Lyme disease prevention. The company expects to start the adaptive field study in the first half of 2027, pending FDA approval. TNX-4800 targets Borrelia burgdorferi and offers extended protection during tick season, presenting advantages over existing vaccine options in the U.S.
Defense news breaks. SafePro Group Inc. signs teaming agreement with U.S. Defense Prime for AI autonomy solutions. SafePro Group has partnered with a U.S. South Defense Prime contractor to develop AI autonomy solutions for government applications. This collaboration will combine SafePro's AI platform with the contractor's technology to enhance battlefield intelligence. The agreement builds on an existing $1 million subcontract, expanding SafePro's role in U.S. Army and Allied defense programs.
American Fusion TM Inc., a MFN, targets government and defense channels to accelerate commercialization. American Fusion TM Inc. targets government and defense channels to accelerate commercialization, appointing a government procurement advisor to expand access to non-dilutive funding. The Texatron TM platform is positioned for modular, infrastructure-grade applications, aligning with defense, DOE, and international programs for early commercialization. Institutional contracts may offer structured revenue opportunities before full-scale deployment, reflecting a broader international strategy in fusion development.
HKTD's response to Hong Kong's export figures for March. Hong Kong's merchandise exports saw a significant year-on-year increase of 35.8% in March 2026, reaching HK$618.40 billion. The first quarter of 2026 also showed a robust growth of 32.0% in exports of goods, totaling HK$1,546.20 billion. Despite challenges like high energy prices from Middle East tensions, the Hong Kong Trade Development Council expects steady export performance, driven by global demand for electronic items and other goods essential to supply chains. Network news breaks. Mind Biotherapeutics Corp., CSE, MBIO, Frankfurt WF6, OTCQB. Mind Biotherapeutics Corp., AI voice intoxication for AI voice intoxication detection technology. Mind Biotherapeutics Corp. files patent applications for AI voice intoxication detection technology. The company, known for its AI-driven voice technology for intoxication detection, uses voice and AI to predict drug and alcohol intoxication. Their Edge AI intoxication detection kiosks, with over 50 million data points, are set for delivery by the end of Q2 2026 for industries like mining and aviation. Mission IR news breaks. Lantern Pharma expands Predict BABB platform into large quantitative model for drug discovery. Lantern Pharma has expanded its Predict BABBTM platform into a large quantitative model, LQM, offering researchers a web-based molecular intelligence engine for generating comprehensive developability profiles for small molecules. Leveraging RADDR AI technology, the platform provides the rapid analysis across various properties, streamlining drug discovery workflows. Lantern Pharma is a clinical-stage precision oncology company focused on transforming cancer therapy development.
Free breakthroughs showing quantum computing is closer than initially thought. Quantum computing is making strides towards practicality with recent breakthroughs in hardware stability, real-world problem-solving, and reduced resource needs for error correction. Companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc. are at the forefront of this progress, defying initial projections. These advancements suggest that quantum computing may become a reality sooner than expected.
Gold trading remains depressed amid Iran talks uncertainty. Gold trading remains depressed as uncertainty looms over U.S.-South Iran talks, pushing prices back to last week's lows. The stronger U.S. South dollar adds pressure on bullion, impacting companies like Platinum Group Metals Limited, NYSE American, APLG stakeholders. In the gold mining industry are closely monitoring developments in the Iran war discussions. Web3 media breaks. Nextplat Corp. highlighted progress in its turnaround strategy, expecting lower expenses and improved margins in Q1 2026. Anticipating gross margins over 34% and reduced operating expenses by 9% quarter over quarter, the company aims for positive operating income by Q3 2026. With $11 million in cash and no unsecured debt, Nextplat focuses on growing 340B contract activity and segment profitability.
Rock breaks. Lahontan Gold Corp. accelerates expiry of outstanding warrants all overnight. Mahontan Gold Corp. accelerated the expiry of outstanding warrants issued on September 1, 2023, after meeting the required trading price threshold over 20 consecutive days. The company set an accelerated expiry date of May 18, 2026, at 5 p.m. Toronto time. Holders must submit exercise documentation and payment before the deadline. Network news breaks: Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. completes drill mobilization at Murdoch Mountain Project. Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. has completed drill mobilization at the Murdoch Mountain Project in Nevada for its 2026 exploration program. Following site preparation by contractor FTE Drilling, drilling is set to commence. The company has appointed Stantec Consulting Inc. as its NEPA environmental consultant and approved the issuance of 250,000 stock options to a consultant. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. is advancing its Murdoch Mountain drill program in northeastern Nevada amid increasing fertilizer supply pressures. The company has started its 2026 exploration program after completing necessary wildlife and sage-grouse surveys. Additional drill pads are being prepared to further understand the phosphate zone's characteristics. With tightening global fertilizer supply, Nevada Organic Phosphate aims to cater to the U.S. South agricultural market, focusing on organic and regenerative farming sectors.
Charbonne announces closing of $10 million convertible loan, including $3 million initial tranche. Charbonne Corporation has closed a $10 million convertible loan facility with Riverfort Global Opportunities PCC Limited, with an initial drawdown of $3 million. The loan, structured for multiple drawdowns, aims to support Charbonne's hydrogen production facilities, capital expenditures, and growth initiatives. This strategic move aligns with the company's goal to expand its industrial gas platform across North America. Investor news breaks: Volition RX Limited NYSE American VNRX reports finger prick breakthrough for nucleosome detection in sepsis. Volition RX Limited NYSE American VNRX announced a breakthrough in nucleosome detection for sepsis using a finger prick prototype. The study, part of the SUMMIT program, showed success in detecting nucleosomes in capillary blood from critically ill patients. This advancement could enable early immune disruption detection in conditions like sepsis, expanding testing access and potential commercial partnerships.
Investor news breaks: Globovent Holdings Limited announces change in controlling shareholder and leadership. Globovent Holdings has announced a change in controlling shareholder and senior management with Central Master Enterprises Limited, acquiring shares representing 97.7% of the company's voting power. The transaction, completed on April 29, 2026, includes leadership changes, such as Kai Man Fung appointed as chairman, and Yu Yao remaining CEO. The company aims to utilize new ownership's expertise for mergers, acquisitions, and expanding into new business lines.
AppSwarm announces the expansion of portfolio in the Google Play Store. AppSwarm Corp. expands its portfolio with the launch of Annie Pet Nature on Google Play. The AI-powered app offers instant species identification and detailed information on animals, birds, and wildlife. Designed for nature enthusiasts and educators, the app aims to foster curiosity and appreciation for biodiversity. This release follows a successful debut on iOS, showcasing AppSwarm's commitment to innovative mobile experiences and global accessibility.
Mining news breaks: Fairchild Gold TSX-V FARFECQB FCHDF Frankfurt Y4Y receives clearance to seek shareholder approval for Golden Arrow property acquisition. Fairchild Gold TSX-V FAROTCQB FCHDF
Y4Y has received clearance to seek shareholder approval for the Golden Arrow property acquisition. The company plans a special meeting on June 9, 2026 to discuss the transaction with Emergent Metals Corporation. The acquisition is subject to regulatory approvals and closing conditions, with completion expected in June 2026. Network News Breaks Fairchild Gold TSXV FAR OTCQB FCHD F Frankfurt Y4Y receives clearance to seek shareholder approval for Golden Arrow property acquisition. Fairchild Gold Corp TSX-V FAR OTCQB FCHD F Frankfurt Y4Y has received clearance to seek shareholder approval for its acquisition of the Golden Arrow property. A special meeting is set for June 9, 2026, with details outlined in a management information circular. The transaction is subject to regulatory approvals and expected to close in June 2026.
Mission IR News Breaks. Greenland Energy Company featured in EnergyWire News editorial on global energy security. Greenland Energy Company was recently featured in an editorial by EnergyWire News discussing the importance of Western energy security in the face of geopolitical instability. The article highlighted Greenland Energy's Arctic exploration strategy in the Jameson Land Basin, where it plans to drill two wells in 2026. With a potential resource of up to 13 billion barrels of oil, the company's partnership with Halliburton for drilling services is a significant step towards energy development.
Network News Breaks: LaFleur Minerals Inc. acquires Mackenzie East Gold Project in Val d'Or Mining District. LaFleur Minerals Inc. has acquired the Mackenzie East Gold Project in Quebec's Val d'Or Mining District. The project, adjacent to the Mackenzie Break gold deposit, showcases anomalous gold mineralization. LaFleur plans systematic exploration for resource definition and potential mill feed. The acquisition involves $30,000 in cash and 175,000 common shares, pending exchange approval.
Material transfer agreement between pharmaceutical company and Lexaria is extended. Lexaria Bioscience Corp. announces the extension of the material transfer agreement with a pharmaceutical company to evaluate its Dehydrotech technology. The agreement has been extended through December 31, 2026, to allow time for the review of Lexaria's 2026 R&D results related to GLP-1. This extension enables the two parties to continue their collaboration and strategic planning discussions, with results expected in Q3 and Q4 of this year.
Billion-dollar breaks D-Wave Quantum Inc. to report first quarter fiscal year 2026 financial results on May 12, 2026. The company will release its financial results before market open and host a conference call at 8 a.m. Eastern Time to discuss the results and business outlook. CEO Dr. Alan Baratz and CFO John Markovich will participate. For more information, visit D-Wave's investor relations website.
ES Gold Corp. eyes growing gold market with prices projected to hit $6,000 per ounce in 2026. ES Gold Corporation, a development stage company, remains optimistic about the 2026 gold market, as prices are expected to reach $6,000 per ounce. ES Gold Corp. iEncounter is the former company in the Gold Corp. Club. That's why people have analysts attribute this surge to geopolitical tensions and economic uncertainty. ES Gold Corp., the company recently closed a $7.20 million offering to expedite the development of its Montauban project, seizing the opportunity for growth in the precious metal sector.
GeoVax advances G-Depton toward Phase 2 initiation and strategic partnership opportunities. GeoVax Labs Inquir advances G-Depton towards Phase 2 initiation and strategic partnership opportunities. The company outlines near-term clinical milestones and combination strategies for its oncology program, focusing on integration into established therapeutic backbones and low lions. GeoVax prepares for a phase 2 trial evaluating gedatolisib in combination with an immune checkpoint inhibitor for head and neck cancer. The company also plans to expand development across additional solid tumor indications and seek strategic collaborations.
InVetch Holdings, Inc. signs an LOI for two more platforms. InVetch Holdings, Inc. has signed a letter of intent for the acquisition of two platforms in the brokerage, billing, and bridge space. These platforms, currently generating over $900,000 USD per year, are crucial for early revenue options. By purchasing these assets at $750,000 in equity plus $135,000 USD, InVetch Holdings, Inc. aims to achieve revenue generation by the end of quarter two, positioning themselves for potential NASDAQ listing requirements.
Genesis and Arami Capital launched strategic partnership marked by new Travileo platform reflecting combined track record and institutional relationships. Genesis Holdings, Inc. and Arami Capital have launched a strategic partnership unveiling the new Travileo platform. This collaboration showcases their combined track record and institutional relationships. The platform integrates Arami's investment platform with Travileo's digital infrastructure, offering access to high-value luxury real estate opportunities. The partnership aims to establish branded luxury real estate as a defined investment segment, providing structured access to curated opportunities and enhancing transparency across the investment lifecycle. Lakeshore Biopharma enters into amended merger agreement for going private transaction. Lakeshore Biopharma has entered into an amended merger agreement for a going private transaction with Ocean Pines Skyline, Inc. The transaction implies an equity value of approximately $2.70 million. The merger will result in Lakeshore Biopharma becoming a wholly owned subsidiary of parent, funded through a cash contribution and equity rollover. The deal is expected to close in the third quarter of 2026, pending shareholder approval.
Fitzroy Minerals reports high-resolution mobile MT survey links multiple large conductive anomalies to copper molybdenum gold drill intercepts at the Caballos Copper Project, Chile. Fitzroy Minerals reports high-resolution mobile MT survey linking multiple large conductive anomalies to copper molybdenum gold drill intercepts at the Caballos Copper Project in Chile. The survey, completed by Expert Geophysics Services, Inc., identified conductivity and resistivity anomalies connected to mineralization from 2025 drilling. President and CEO Merlin Mar Johnson stated that the survey revealed plumbing architecture typical of world-class mineral systems in Chile, with large targets to be drilled soon.
Audia highlights $12 million financing as catalyst to unlock distributed AI data center value through merger acceleration. Audia Inc. announced a $12 million financing, positioning the company to accelerate the merger with Thraumann Holdings. The merger will form McCarthy Finney, an AI holding company with a projected $250 million valuation. LT350, a distributed AI data center subsidiary, plays a significant role in this valuation. The financing marks a key step towards completing the merger and transitioning to McCarthy Finney. PandoAlt CEO Ralph Lafferty to be featured on FinTech TV. PandoAlt CEO Ralph Lafferty is set to appear on FinTech TV for a live interview on April 28 at 9:50 a.m. ET. The discussion will focus on PandoAlt's efforts to address fragmentation in private markets by enhancing onboarding, access, and execution processes. Lafferty will highlight the platform's role in simplifying private investments and improving connectivity for wealth managers, asset managers, and broker-dealers.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading news wires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.